WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio and online at ListenTheRep.com presents the Harrison Warriors Weekly Football Coaches Show featuring head coach Mo Sutton and a member of the Warrior football team. The show is brought to you by Bel Air Land, Award World Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, by Mark's Barbecue, and by Southwest Graphics. Now here is your host, Brad Klein. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 6 of our high school football shows for this Monday afternoon, the Harrison Warriors. Mo Sutton will be joining us momentarily. Harrison coming off a loss to the Memorial Tigers this past week, and they'll return to Romaine Stadium Friday night, where they will welcome in for the final time as a conference opponent the Vincennes Lincoln Aliceses, and that kickoff is set for 6:30 on Friday night. Back with Coach Sutton and the Harrison Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools, and also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Back here on the Harrison Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Mo Sutton joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, good to talk to you once again. Dan filling in for Brad here this afternoon on these coaches' shows. Well, Mo, you get to the halfway point of the campaign this Friday night. You take on the team that everybody's chasing. They haven't lost a conference game or a city game in a while. You get to the halfway point again on Memorial this past week with the victory. Just overall thoughts on the contest with Memorial.
Well, I mean, I think we gave them a good fight. I think the mistakes got us early, but still it didn't get out of hand until you know, the rain delay and then playing in the second half. I think that took a toll on us, but you got to play mistake-free football when you play one of the best teams in the state. And I mean, we gave it our best effort and we just came up short. So that's just how it fell on Friday night.
Well, and that's the thing, too, Mo. I mean, you talk about that, and everybody was dealing with it all over the city. I mean, you practice all week, you get to kick off, and then, you know, Mother Nature has other plans, and you go inside and you sit, and then you come back out and try to get loosened up and resume play. And, you know, sometimes for 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, I mean, everybody had to deal with it. So, you know, just how did you guys spend that time, you know, off the field and then, you know, to come back in and just kind of get started again?
Well, you know, we had some in the locker room, and then, you know, we had an open gym space. And, you know, it's just, like you said, it's just hard to get 16, 17-year-olds back refocused. So, you know, it's just tough. And, you know, I don't get too personally attached to it and understand that they're kids and they're my kids and I know who they are, and I mean, this type of stuff happens. So, you know, took it on the chin and went back out there and played ball, and I mean, hey, we did what we could.
All right, well, just talk about maybe just, you know, some of the personnel. You know, you look at it, and obviously you want to build on, you know, each and every game and apply those things to the next week to get better. So, I mean, when you go against a team like that, ranked number one in the state, you know, they've got a very good football team. But what areas do you feel you looked at the tape and you thought, you know, hey, we did better maybe than what we expected to do, and things that you can take from the Memorial game and build on and hopefully apply to the Vincennes game this week?
Well, we played pretty good against the run. We played better run defense, you know, so – you know, and our guys flying around to the football, we've been coaching that in practice. So we did get better there. You know, offense is still struggling. And, you know, we just got to make some plays and move the football. And, you know, if we can continue that, that does increase our chances of winning. So you got to score points to win the game.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Harrison Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com. ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Harrison Football Show on this Monday afternoon, the Warriors getting ready for a home game Friday night with Vincennes Lincoln. We'll talk about that with Coach Sutton in our next segment. But, Mo, you talk about, the first half of the campaign now in the books, and everybody's guaranteed at least 10 football games, and you talked about it a little bit in our last segment, just offensively try to be a little bit more productive and get that ball in the end zone a little bit more. I mean, the defense certainly holding its own as much as they can, but just kind of break down the first half of the season and where this football program is right now.
Well, you know, I think we're struggling a little bit, but, you know, we're not a senior dominant team. We got a lot of first year starters and some of the juniors that we do have. And then we do have some sophomores playing. We've got a fair amount of sophomores playing. We'll definitely be better next year, but, you know, when we get into the latter part of our schedule, we play teams that are more on our level, and our experience level and just overall ability and age. You know, I know Central has same type of kids and Bossy has the same type of kids, and, you know, Vincennes has kids going up both ways and, you know, similar to our situation here. So it kind of makes it not easier, but evens the playing field for us. So we look to compete at a higher level in the second half of the season. It's kind of unfair in a sense, playing some of the bigger schools, the traditional schools up front. It's kind of like, you know, the old NCAA used to be, where, you know, some of the D1 AA schools would play the powerhouses in the Big Ten the first game out. And, but we learned a lot about ourselves and our program, you know, and where we need to be, you know, in those first part of the season.
So these kids, I mean, you know, you guys work just as hard as everybody else. You may not have the numbers at certain positions or in the overall program or this or that, but, I mean, just with these kids and youngsters, and I do the Bosses Show each and every week and talk to Coach Mullen, and he's basically echoing those same things, Mo, the fact that, okay, it's really hard at this level in this league to have some sophomores and inexperienced juniors going up against some experienced juniors and seniors each and every week. But, you know, the attitude, as long as you got a good attitude, you keep coming to work, you know, things are going to work out at the very end. So from that standpoint, with this Harrison football team, and each and every weekend you get together after a Friday night game and start another week of preparation in this league, as you talk about, you know, some teams coming up on the schedule that, kind of in the same boat as you are. So what's the overall attitude of this football team?
Well, right now, we got some guys nicked up, and we're going to play some of our younger guys. I mean, and they're going to get more experience, and hope that builds into next year. I'm not chalking off the season, but, you know, in these later games, you can play more of your younger kids. So we can see what the future holds for us. But just, you know, playing some of the sophomores against other sophomores on other teams makes a difference, as opposed to putting a sophomore in against a senior from, say, a Castle, or putting a senior in from a guy from North, makes definitely a difference for us.
Oh, just as far as, too, I mean, you guys get people banged up and everything else, and you've got players that are, you know, at the beginning of the year might have been penciled in for this position or that position, but as you talk about needing to get the best players on the field, no matter what it is, so I'm sure you've got a lot of players right now that may began the season at one position, and now here we are into September, and they may be playing another position.
Oh, yeah. Dalton Lane started the year at linebacker, but he saw him and Stephen Chin both, they saw some time at linebacker, but now they are defensive linemen now, you know, quick off the ball, can use their hands, and pretty strong kids, both squat over 400, and, you know, they bench anywhere from 250 to 275. I mean, we want to put that, those guys are seniors. So you got to get them on the field at some point in time. They've been working in the weight room, and we want to see some of that hard work pay off.
We'll come back as the Harrison Warriors entertain Vincennes on Friday night. We'll get the scouting report on the Alices with Coach Sutton right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
See a bug, call A-Rap.
Betway Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Betway Land.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics. Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Harrison Football Show on this Monday afternoon, the Warriors getting ready to entertain the Vincennes Lincoln Atlases on a Friday night, and kickoff set for 6:30. Well, Mo, Vincennes, a 17-7 loss this past Friday night at home against the Castle Knights. They come in with a record of 2-3. Everybody knows it's their final year as a member of the SIAC. Kind of break down Coach Salter's team, and what do you expect from Vincennes when they show up on Friday night?
Well, I mean, they've got some players. You know, they got a player, you know, a guy, quarterback, and he's a dude. And, you know, they got a pretty hard running back. And, I mean, they got some receivers, and they got a big old offensive line. They just a solid football team, I can say, you know, looking at those guys across the board. And they play hard, and, you know, they got some guys going both ways. And, I mean, you know, just a respectable program.
Well, you take a look, you know, from an offensive standpoint. Yeah, I mean, their quarterback, I think, from what I've heard, is, you know, one of the better players in the league, and obviously a better baseball player. Maybe that he is a quarterback, and McCormick, the running back, a big bruising kid, and up front, like you said, from a physical standpoint. But again, that they go both ways, and so a lot of those players do. So, you know, hopefully for the Harrison's sake, I mean, you get to the fourth quarter of that football game, and you know, some of the energy may be zapped a little bit from Vincennes, but what do you expect from them offensively other than McCormick? Is this a quarterback that can put the ball in the air? Do you expect a lot of passing, too, on Friday from them?
Well, the quarterback can definitely put the ball in the air, but, again, I mean, you know, any coach looking at the film, they do have a workhorse at running back, and they're going to feed their horses. So, you know, I expect them to run the football against us. I mean, we haven't been great in our run defense and in games in the past. And, I mean, our guys got to step up and make solid tackles. So that's what we're expecting.
All right. And as far as from their defense, for this offense, for Harrison to have some production, get some points on the board on Friday night, what do you expect as far as a defensive scheme from Vincennes?
Well, their defensive scheme, they're big up front, and they send a lot of blitzes, and we got to pick up the blitz. Don't pick up a blitz. That's a man-to-sun block straight to the quarterback. So we got to make sure we pick up the blitz.
All right. Week of practice. I mean, obviously it's only Monday, but, you know, you get to this stage of the season, and a lot of coaches curtail it a little bit just because of all the bumps and bruises and injuries that take place over the first 5 weeks of the season. What kind of as far as the practice schedule this week for Harrison and getting ready for this game? Homecoming coming up on Friday, so that's always a big deal as well. But what do you hope to accomplish in practice this week?
Well, you you know, we got, again, we got to clear some things up on offense and get some good fits on defense. And, you know, that's what we'll be looking forward to. We're getting better at, you know, tackling, as you can see in the last two games. We're getting a little bit better at tackling. So we continue our focus on that, and we'll be fine.
All right. Mo, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Have a great week of preparation, and good luck to you and the Warriors against Vincennes on Friday night.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Mo Sutton. This has been the Harrison Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. You have been listening to the Harrison Warrior Football Weekly Show here on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Beller Land, Award World Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, by Mark's Barbecue, and by Southwest Graphics. This Harrison Football Weekly Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.